Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Ross. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration has mandated that anyone entering Alaska from outside must self-quarantine for 14 days. Alaska Public Media reports that the order issued yesterday comes as the number of known coronavirus cases in the state continues to grow. At a press conference last night, State Health Commissioner Adam Crum said the new mandate goes into effect at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday.
Arriving residents and workers in self-quarantine should work from home unless you support a critical infrastructure.
The number of known coronavirus cases in the state also grew to 36 yesterday. Governor Dunleavy said that while he believes Alaskans will overcome the challenge, the state expects more cases and greater hardship to come.
Will some of us get sick? Yes, obviously, 36 cases. Are there many more that are probably infected right now in Alaska? Yes, there probably are a lot more. Will there be people that will be hospitalized as we go through this? Absolutely. And will there be some Alaskans that this virus will cause their death? There'll be some.
State officials said they're preparing for the number of cases to continue to grow as the state recently saw the first signs of community spread that is not directly related to travel. Under the new travel mandate, anyone arriving by air will be required to fill out a declaration form at the airport detailing where they plan to quarantine themselves. State officials say anyone who does not follow the order to self-quarantine faces up to a $25,000 fine and more than a year in jail. The Dunleavy administration also ordered all Alaska businesses where people are within 6 feet of one another to close, including nail salons, hair salons, and massage therapy locations. That order goes into effect at 5 p.m. today. The administration also ordered that Alaskans stay 6 feet away from one another unless they are part of the same family and banned gatherings of more than 10 people.
The main point of this one is to make sure you do social distancing. If you go grocery shopping, don't bring your entire family into the store. Send one individual to go in. Make sure there's proper spacing's in line.
Alaska Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink said Monday's four new confirmed coronavirus cases were all in Anchorage and related to travel outside the state. Zink said more than 1,000 tests had been performed as of yesterday in Alaska and that the number of positive tests, as they are revealed, often reflects what was happening with patients up to a week in the past.
We do know that the fate of all Alaskans is really in our hands at this time, and these mandates that came in are essentially Alaska's version of shelter in place or stay at home, except the outdoors are lovely and they're not dangerous for you. So you can be outside safely distanced from others, but stay away from other people as much as you possibly can.
Across the country, local and state officials have continued to put into place additional restrictions as the virus spreads. There are more than 33,000 cases of COVID-19 in the United States as of yesterday and 400 deaths, according to the CDC. Fairbanks Health providers joined with local governments yesterday to create a unified command to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. They also repeated a request to the governor to mandate a shelter-in-place order for Alaska's interior. During an online video conference yesterday, Foundation Health Partners CEO Shelley Ebenall spoke about the letter Fairbanks area physicians signed asking Governor Mike Dunleavy to order the interior to hunker down.
FHP wants to stand behind that. We want you to know that we support our doctors and what they did. We think it's the right thing to do for the community.
Dr. Michelle Nace echoed the reasons for the shelter-in-place order and said social distancing is not doing enough.
The number of positive tests you see today are the people who got sick a week or two ago. This underestimates the amount of disease in our community.
Dr. Nace says interior physicians want to take it a step further.
If successful, shelter in place might feel like it was all for nothing. And that's our hope. Nothing happened to you, your family, or your friends.
Over the weekend, representatives from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and the Tananaw Chiefs Conference Health Department met with mayors of the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole and the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Yesterday, they formed a joint organization to coordinate efforts and resources. Speaking at the teleconference, Borough Mayor Bryce Ward said organizations outlined a unified incident command like those formed during wildfires and other natural disasters.
We came up with a structure where FMH and TCC would be the incident commanders under the unified structure, and that the cities, the borough, would support that to resource those needs.
The unified command will teleconference updates to get out information on testing and treatments for the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. Alaska state troopers have arrested an 18-year-old man for the murder of 10-year-old Ida Gurley Aguchek in the Bethel area village of Quinnahawk. Citing a written statement from troopers released yesterday, KYUK and Alaska Public Media report that Jordan Mark is charged with first-degree murder, first-degree sexual abuse of a minor, kidnapping, and evidence tampering. Aguchak went missing the night of March 15th, and after a community-wide search, a tribal police officer found her body at the village dump the following evening. A Fairbanks distillery is giving away hand cleaner made from Alaskan barley normally destined to become vodka. Hoarfrost Distilling has converted its entire operation in response to COVID-19 panic buying of hand sanitizer. As KiwiSea's Robin reports, the company is giving away free bottles every afternoon to fill community needs.
This is something we can do, and we feel like this is a responsibility we feel to do what we can for the community.
That's Toivo Lewick, who with his wife, Natalia Medvedeva, runs Hoarfrost Distilling, which makes vodka from Delta Junction barley. When people started hoarding hand sanitizer, Lewick thought he could try to fill the gap.
We started making the hand cleaner about a week ago. I saw an article about a distillery down in Oregon called Shine Distilling, who had started making and giving out hand cleaner.
Lewick says Shine had a formula they were happy to share and had researched all the legal requirements for making and giving away an alcohol hand cleaner.
And then we've just turned our entire vodka production over. All of the alcohol we're producing is going into hand cleaner at the moment.
He doesn't call it hand sanitizer because he's not making any claims about its effectiveness.
We've got a little disclaimer that says, please be safe. This product should be used along with hand washing and careful hygiene to avoid exposure. So it is not a first-line defense against coronavirus.
And how is it on your hands?
It will dry out your hands. We don't have a big source of aloe gel or glycerin.
Lewick says he's in a fortuitous position with a stockpile of local vodka, and he could distill alcohol for this other reason. He also happened to have hundreds of 4-ounce bottles on hand, intended for souvenir sales.
That's what I bought the bottles for. I've never actually bottled these tiny bottles. I was getting ready to start doing that here in the spring.
Hoarfrost gives away 4 ounces of the hand cleaner at a time, and Lewick asks that people not hoard the product. The distillery is down to 4 people, with some laid off and some in quarantine.
We're hoping that as panic buying slows down, normal distribution comes back, then we'll go back to making vodka, of course.
Lewick would like people coming to pick up the hand cleaner to bring their own very clean bottles. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.